ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
We're now heading to the most remote community in Australia, Junjuntjara. It's on Spinifex country in the Great Victoria Desert. The 80s rock tradition is thriving there, thanks to the band Desert Stars, sometimes described as Blacka Dacka. You might know them from the documentary Gravel Road, which followed their first tour. With songs about hunter-gatherer life, surviving British atomic testing, and a profound connection to culture that spans 2,000 generations, they're a band with a lot to say. Desert Stars members Derek Coleman, Ashley Franks, Jay Minning, and Justin Curry joined me to talk about what inspires them. But they kicked things off with a song.
Oh, Kora. Hello, I'm Jay Minning, the front man of Desert Stars, and I'm here with the live band Desert Stars. And this song is about our land, our country. It's about me sitting on a sandhill and thinking I'm in a beautiful country and my own country. This is Ngurajangada.
Hello, I'm Derek Coleman. I play guitar, lead guitar for the Desert Stars.
Hello, I'm Ashley Franks and I'm the drummer for Desert Stars.
Hello, I'm Jay, the front man in the band.
Hello, I'm Justin Curry, play the bass for the Desert Stars. Yeah.
Tell me about that song.
It's about country, and I'm sitting on the sand in the afternoon and wondering, I'm looking at this view of this outback desert and wondering, this is my place, this is a beautiful place, and, you know, I'm lucky to be here in this country. That's what it's about.
And how did you guys write it together? How did it come together?
Mainly, I write all the song and sit down with Derek, and we'll go through with all the tunes and plan it and put the lyrics in, and Ashley come in with the drums. Even though Ashley and Justin live apart from me and Derek, we live in a country, remote community, and they live in town because they got families and jobs there. But we still manage to have that practice and all that rehearse.
Justin, do you want to tell me about how Desert Stars actually came together?
We all went to school together and, yeah, didn't get our lessons. And, yeah, got together like that. I see other people playing guitar as well, you know,
Jay, I heard that when you were learning guitar, you started by copying videos or the sort of...
Air guitar, and that just got me into it. You know, it's where when I was young, when this music came out those days, everything was new, you know. Especially people like us from Aboriginal, we came from the remote, and things come in from town, you know, and we had to explore that thing, whatever that thing is, you know, even though it's a cassette player or tape player or a brand new car, you know, and it's new to us, everything, you know, the way the past had big impact and all that. So the islanders was the last people to walk out of the desert. That's why we was the last people to know what's out there in this world. So that's what it was all about for me, experiencing the new song and rock and roll and all that. It was, rock and roll was groovy those days, so got me rocking. That's how I come back. I've got in Equita and, you know, went all the way and imagination starts singing and getting in my head and got all of me. Well, I had to follow my heart, and that's what I did. Ended up picking up the real instrument, and here I am here at ABC Radio in Sydney talking about that music stuff now.
Yeah. Ashley, did you start off with air drums? What's your journey into?
I started off like playing with pots and pans when I was only just a little boy. Yeah. So I started playing. As I got older, I started playing around Perth, Kalgoorlie. That's when we all got together. Yeah.
Because I can imagine getting hold of instruments is a bit tricky when you're living in a remote community. What effect did that have for you guys as a band?
It was for picking up the instrument, it was some part when there's no instrument and you're getting into the part where you wanted to play. It's all about when you're young, you have this wildest imagination in your head and want to go do that and all that. So if you know, especially for us, for Aboriginal, we got no toys, but we toys out there. People build toys. So you get a cardboard box and you cut them out in as a guitar shape. There's your guitar.
and the rest is all in your imagination. The music's in you. That's how we structured that, and the music was already in us, you know. It was already in, and all you want to do is shake it with the air, and that's how come we played air guitar, or someone else listening to music, and especially our elders, cousins, and all that. We danced to that with the air guitar, so that's how come music affect us the real way and the big way. It was too late. The music got all of us.
Derek, I know the band has a nickname, Blackadaka. Where did that come from?
Well, it was our friends named us Blackadaka.
What is it about you that's like AC/DC, like the Black AC/DC?
Because I'm the elder in the band. I was the first one to get this music and heard all this music. They were still young, Ashley, Derek, and all that. And it was in the early 80s, and that's when all the rock and roll was out, especially all the Australian rock band. And AC/DC was the first one out to our remote community, because it was WA and it's a Western Australian band from Fremantle, so some people, they traveled to Fremantle and all that, well, somehow they got all of his cassette and bring it to where we was. And listening to it, you know, and they, in their own time, like, they used to drink. But we overheard them or they having their own little party. And it's outdoors. It's just not a house. It's outdoor, around a campfire, drinking and whatever, and listening to music, you know, in a car, you know, car cassette or tape. So for me, they're listening to a good song, you know, rock and roll. Not only one night, but all through my childhood life. So grew up on it and thinking, you know, yeah, this is a good song. It's good rock and roll and rock ballad. That's how AC/DC made me want to play guitar and air guitar. And people are saying, oh, you know, hey, that lead guitar is just a young boy, you know, making a little boy wonder, well, if that little boy is doing it, well, any little boy can do it. So all them things came in. It was a big influence for me, in a way. And seems that everything, technology was new those days coming in, so got wrapped up on it. If something new came in, you know, and you learn it, it'll get stuck with you, and you won't forget when you learned that and when you heard it, and it's in your memory. As long as you've got a strong memory, well, you're right, well, you'll keep that and you'll treasure it in your head for a long time.
We're going to hear another song from you guys in just a moment, but first I want to talk to you about it. It's called Gravel Road, and it's kind of your signature song. How did that one come about?
That Gravel Road, it was, you know, we recorded an album and we had to do something about the music and take it out to the wider Australia, you know, for people to listen at. And to start off in a rock band, you got to tour the country, so end up going, you know, got the Remains, which is a Sydney band, you know, one of them working with us, Lee Ivan, and they showed us the rope, how the band traveled and do a tour and pack up stuff, it's hard and all that, for Gravel Road tour, because we recorded that song before the tour, so we had to name that tour, and it was, we came up with, all right, well, we got a song about Gravel Road, well, let's give him a name, that Gravel Road Tour, you know. That's how the documentary came, got that name. It was one of the songs we wrote before the tour. And I think it's a good name from the album, produce it as a documentary movie label.
And what is it like to be touring a documentary and as a band all at once?
After all those years, imagination, dreams, and following the art, I was excited over the moon, traveling on that trip. We all was. I seen smiles with his band members and all that. It was our first real tour with the Remains, and we got the chance to get out there and do the real thing. And after learning instruments in school and all that, it's probably in our hearts, it just really paid off for us.
Let's talk a little about the song Gravel Road. It's the name of the documentary. It's the name of the tour, but it is also, like you said, Jay, a song all on its own. How did the song come about?
Because for me, I've been ups and down with the law. So I spent a couple of months sometime in prison. So I wrote a lot of song, and, you know, too much seeing people, I've experienced myself, even the priest pursuit, you know. So writing a song about high speed chase and all that, and a little bit of thing against all. Well, if I can't beat the system, well, I'll write a song about beating the cops on the road and to head back home on a gravel road, and that's where I'll have a bandage getting away with it on a gravel road. So, yeah. That's just how I see it, and that's how I wrote it. And, you know, you got some rappers talking about the law and, you know, the thing. But for me, it's a little bit harsh. So Gravel Road was a easy way to try and say something to the law.
This is Desert Stars, live for Away on ABCRN.
Para, 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 para
That was Desert Stars. You can buy or stream their album, Mungaka Garangi, It's On Tonight, through the link in our show notes.
ABCRN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.